Ashley Daniels here for a Real Housewives of New York after show with Megan Stecker and Thomas Orlina. We have lots to discuss, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I like it. You know, it's never going to get old, though.
No. It's so weird to think about how many years that they've been on now.
Yeah, like we're seeing Bethany by herself with the dog and Jill. And
yes!
Oh, my God. Remember Bethany's old apartment?
Alex.
The white one with remember Jason? First Jason?
The first Jason. Yes. She, like, would make dinner for
him. She made lychee martinis for first Jason.
Yes! Yes.
I remember those looked so good. She had, like, four of them. They, like, bowled, like, down, like, a ton of them. And it was just, like, okay, we're totally, like, talking about, like, season one of New York. But, guys, if anybody does listen to us, I would assume they're probably just as big of fans of the show as are. They probably know exactly what we're talking about.
They're diehard in the comment box.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, guys. Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And to my right, I have...
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina and visit my website, thomasrulina.com.
This is so official. Yes. Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker. My website is a little out of date. I'll work on it, but you can follow me on my social media handles at Megan Stecker.
What did you guys think? We were just talking about this before it started. We weren't super excited about tonight's episode. It was good. It wasn't amazing to us. We aren't really buying the whole Sonia and Dorinda just made up in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you right? We're not really buying that right now?
Yeah, I was disappointed, actually. Just for TV purposes, you know, you want the drama to linger on a little bit longer, and it just seemed a little weird that, you know, the next day everything's good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't buy it when they had that awkward hug and Dorinda's like, we're fine, we're good, we're fine. Yeah. Dorinda's trying to put it to bed because she got out all of the nasty things she said. But I feel like Sonia's waiting for an apology. Like, it'll come up later that Sonia was, like, harboring the fact that she wanted an apology or something.
Yeah. It's almost like Dorinda gave her what Sonia wanted because this is all material that she can use later. Like, you know, she was attacked and she gets to be the victim again later on, so. Mm-hmm.
Right. I was just saying that I felt like a normal person that would get upset if they were getting yelled at a dinner table. Sonia's so calm and so almost satisfied because she knows that she's getting airtime. And I just feel like at this point, she wants the airtime regardless. Because remember, when she's not invited to the parties, she's not invited to the tapings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's more important. I don't think she really cares if she's invited places.
Speaking of that, I was kind of surprised at the end that they had her filming with her assistant.
Yeah.
To talk about Tinsley. It felt very set up to me that they set Sonia up. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, hey, talk to your assistant, which is like, poor Sonia. She's having a hard time filming with people so much so that they throw her assistant in the room and make her talk to him. And they set her up. They knew Tinsley was coming back in the door because obviously they had a camera on her while she walked in the door.
Yeah.
They set her up.
Yeah, Megan, sometimes that happens. I want this might be a little bit fake, this show.
Just
a little bit.
Poor Sonia.
There is a Santa Claus, though, I promise. But, Thomas, let's not spoil completely for her. Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes, I know, it is surprising, though, because why do it to Tinsley, who's been sticking up for Sonia? Mm-hmm. But I understand what you're saying. She's kind of like,
but it's like,
has
this
to say
would
yes.
never happen with Bethany. Ever.
Oh, no.
She wouldn't allow this kind of BS to go on.
She wouldn't allow it, meaning on Tinsley's end or on Sonia's end? Like, who do you mean?
If she were either person.
Okay.
And I also...
And they wouldn't do that to her
right,
either.
They wouldn't try to pull that stunt with her, which is why it makes me feel bad for Sonia, that they tried to make a fool
you don't
of her.
Think they didn't? You didn't think they did that last week with her when they just somehow Ramona knew that a Bethany video had come out, and at that very moment that Bethany's
saying
there...
Well, it was in page 6, and Ramona religiously reads page 6.
Right, but you don't think that Ramona... I just can't think that Ramona's going to think that at that very moment she should say... I felt like somebody was in her ear, and I think a lot of people were saying that as well in the chat, that like they thought that the producer said you should probably bring this up. We don't know for sure, but it's just like... Come on, like at that very second.
Yeah. That very well may have been because of the way she said it. It was so abrupt and out of nowhere.
Yeah. The delivery was just weird, too. Mm-hmm.
So weird, yeah. Even weird for Ramona. Okay, so Tinsley was worried about meeting Dorinda. That's how we started the episode. At Ramona's party, you know, she was worried about it. But then Dorinda says to Tinsley, once they do meet, you know, there's not a person in this room that hasn't effed up. And that's because Tinsley, of course, does her amazing, "Hi, my name's Tinsley, and I've been to prison." Well, you know, and so, like, Dorman is like, "Well, don't feel bad." But yeah, she has to do it with everybody.
Props to her for bringing it up. I mean, when you have something going on in your life that you just want to talk about and just nip it in the bud, I get that that's what she's doing, but... it's going to be interesting to follow her story this season because I feel like she's so scared of doing anything with these women that, you know, in the housewife game, you have to be able to deliver. And it's going to be interesting to follow, like, how she evolves.
I love this about Tinsley because I feel like I would do the same thing. I'd be like, "Hi, so someone will probably bring up to you in the next couple of weeks that I've been arrested for trying to terrorize my boyfriend over in a jealous rage. I just wanted you to hear it from me. It was all a big misunderstanding."
Right.
"And my mugshot's terrible, but it's so nice to meet you."
Like, I feel it out of your purse.
Right. I feel like I would be that person, like, "Just before you even see it and think anything horrible about me, I'm not a terrible person, and this is all a big misunderstanding."
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so funny because every time she's meeting a new person, this is flying out of her mouth, and it's so funny.
Right, it's so true. It's just so,
like,
funny, though.
Her, like, verbal diarrhea, and it's
just
the cutest to me.
Well, speaking of, like, verbal diarrhea, or something like that, Luann walks over to Sonia and, no, I'm sorry, Luann walks over to Dorinda and Tinsley, and she's, like, brings up Sonia. Basically, the first thing she does is brings up Sonia. And they're talking about her living with Sonia at this point. Mm-hmm. They mentioned something about her living with her, and I think Luann is just confused by why Tinsley's living in the bedroom, in Sonia's child's bedroom. She's confused about that, right?
Yeah. I can see that.
Okay. It's not the bridal suite.
It's not the bridal suite. Yeah, right,
her former room.
Right, so it's kind of funny. We find out later that I guess she did bring someone home to Sonia's house to the bedroom with the dolls.
How dare Sonia be upset?
I know. Of all people, right?
She's just kind of being territorial because, and you know, I was going to bring this up. It is hard sometimes when you move in with your friends. I haven't done it yet, and I'm actually afraid to do it sometimes because...
Be very afraid.
Yeah, because it just doesn't, you know, the rules and everything, so I can see why Sonia feels territorial over it. But it gets kind of tricky because you're kind of territorial over the person. That's where it becomes an issue. So hopefully that's not their case, but we'll see.
I would say don't live with a friend. Live with someone very responsible and quiet.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And who has panty soup, because that's what Sonia does. She...
What was going on there?
What was up with the panty soup, guys? Why? I don't know what's worse, the sex toys in the dishwasher or the panties in, like, the, what is that called? A bidet or whatever?
Bidet. Yeah. I mean, I love her scenes because she's so willing to, like, whatever the producers suggest, she's so willing.
Yeah.
So before her man of the week calls, she's already got the armful of panties and is pretending like she's about to wash them in the bidet for their date that evening. Like, she's just on it this year as far as what they want from her.
Right.
Very good.
It's so funny. And it's like, when you think about it, she's kind of relatable. Like, all girls probably wonder, like, they're all worrying, what panties am I going to wear? If you're going to have that night with that guy, you probably want to wear a nice pair of underwear. You probably want to make sure they're really clean. Yeah. You want to make sure you're waxed, whatever. She makes sure that, like, everybody feels like they can relate to that, because in a sense, some of us can.
Yeah.
And so she's willing to go there.
Yeah.
Who else is? I don't know. I think that's really it. Who is, right? Who else is really willing to go that far into...
She's a little bit extra.
A little extra? Yeah. Okay, this part, guys, what happened? Dorinda and Sonia are sitting down and their imaginary friend is between them. And they're literally like... as close as Thomas and I are right now, and if you're just listening audio-wise, we're really close. If I reach my arm out, I can touch him. And Sonia turns to Dorinda and she's like, "Oh, hi! I didn't see you there." There's like this random empty chair between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and this is how it all starts. Sonia's literally being fake to her, and then Dorinda's like, "I'm not doing this. Let's just get the elephant in the room out of the room and talk about exactly what's going on." She says, "Shut your mouth."
Multiple times.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm not even on... Yeah, shut your mouth. What else? She said something else,
She
too.
Said, put an easy pass on that Holland Tunnel.
Yes. Let's take the elephant out of the room right now. Shut your mouth. Turnstile and ticket.
Yeah.
Which we don't know what that means. If anybody knows what that means, let us know.
Fix your toilet in your townhouse. And is Edie Beals upstairs.
Did anybody else think that Dorinda had practiced this before she came?
Yeah, okay. These were reads in front of the mirror that were like, okay, yeah, this is what
these
is.
These were so reads, right? Yeah. They were just like perfect jokes. But like,
I think like Dorinda, since she was heated like weeks on end, has been like writing in her phone like, oh, here's another one. Here's another good one. Yeah. Here's another one. I mean, just the Eva flowing out of her mouth. I was like, oh my, this is sober Dorinda.
I know.
Yeah.
So, what was it? Dorinda on Diet Coke.
I mean, we did watch her have a glass of wine or two in last week, right before Sonia arrived. Like, she was taking, like, a last.
Who said, Carol said, this is Dorinda on Diet Coke. Yeah.
I think this is just really how Dorinda delivers things when she feels personally attacked. And she holds things in, she has to unleash. But, like, we saw the next day, it's like everything's fine. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's just what viewers are expecting from her. If she has an issue with somebody, she's definitely going to, you know, let them know how she feels.
Yeah.
It's, like, so mafia, old school. I was going to look up what Michael Rapaport maybe had to say about Dorinda tonight.
Oh, yeah, please do. Let us know. And you also spotted somebody at the dinner table, Megan. Do you want to let everybody know who that was?
Oh, Candace Bushnell, who they kept showing, and also the next morning at Luann's brunch, is the woman who wrote the book Sex and the City that everyone's favorite show was based off of. So I was just like, oh my God, this is like real New York royalty. Like, that's a socialite.
Yes.
It was so exciting.
Really cool, right?
I was like, oh, that's a good get for Ramona. Because she's always claiming she knows everyone, is in this great circle of like.
I love that you say it's a good get. That's awesome.
It's a good get for her.
She recruited her, right? Oh, leave it to Megan to spot somebody like that and give us a little.
I gasped. I was like,
I know.
She really did.
It was awesome.
She's given us so much.
I know.
You know what? Candace should be on this show, but I think she's probably not up for the BS. She's probably like, forget about it. I have my own money. I'm good.
Yeah, totally. So Luann starts to interject, and she's also not very happy with Sonia and has her own problems with Sonia and is backing up Dorinda. Dorinda and Luann are best friends right now. Mm-hmm. And then Carol says nothing. She's not really into it. Ramona goes and sits between the two of them. She tries to work it out between them. But in some weird way, it's almost like they just make up quickly. It just happened so quickly. It was like either edited like that or they just literally got over it. But in the midst of that, Bethany and Carol are on the phone, and Bethany is in the car, and she's like, feels like, she says, I feel like I'm Joe Pesci in Home Alone because I'm sitting here and I'm watching everything go on the inside.
So good.
Another time that it proves to us that Bethany can do whatever she wants. Her feet are cemented firmly in the Bravo community, and she can just avoid whatever party she wants to avoid.
I know. And it doesn't look like she's going to Ramona's either.
She's earned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ramona's not too happy that she's not there. Ramona said something like, she goes, Carol is Bethany's best friend and up her butt. Do we agree?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. And I do think that that's a continuation of what went on last season. I mean, I don't have any issue with Carol. I think that, she is an okay housewife, but I don't really feel like she brings it as much as the other women. I get the election part and Adam, and, you know, she was a writer, so I get the connection with her and Bethany on the intellectual level, but I don't know.
Is she safe because she's friends with Bethany? Because Bethany has a lot to say, we assume.
I don't know. I don't think that she's completely safe.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think she's made a lot of effort this season, in these four episodes so far. She's made a concerted effort to distance herself from being, like, crawled up Bethany's butt. Or who said that last year? Luann?
Everybody.
I think Dorinda called her out on it. Yeah. Like, she only wanted
to film with her. I think she's trying to make an effort, but she's also trying to still be as good of a friend to Bethany and really likes being around Bethany. So, therefore, she went to a party that Bethany no longer wanted to go to, but still left early with Bethany. Yeah. So she's trying to please both sides. I'm hoping she doesn't start feeling like they're pulling on both of her arms and she's getting tugged both ways. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's going okay for her right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's
and then Michael Rapaport said about this whole scene.
Yes, let me hear it.
He said, is somebody keeping a shut-up count on Dorinda Medley tonight?
He's so far the
only specific tweet about tonight's episode. He's doing a lot of sports tweeting tonight. Michael,
what are you doing?
Oh, he said, yo, man, John is still around? Wow. Hashtag Johnny Cleaners.
Oh, my God.
Of course John's still around.
Right?
I know.
Dorinda said she's not going to hold a grudge. And Ramon is mad that Bethany didn't show up. Do you think that Dorinda's actually over it, though?
I don't. I think she's going to keep a very... She's going to be very sensitive when it comes to Sonia and be very cautious. And I don't think Sonia thinks they're completely made up either. I think there's a lot of...
Sonia seems like she's somewhat in denial about the whole situation. Like, the way she talks. Yeah, do you believe that she is? Yeah.
When I wrote down tonight when she said, oh, I booked my trip to Phuket when I was still seeing Tom. So, first off, she was saying the reason that she couldn't come to Luann's wedding, which she's actually not even invited to, is that she has a trip planned. And then she took a dig at Luann by saying, oh, I was still even dating Tom when I planned this. Which, to me, Sonia's not a planner. Like,
she's so not over Tom.
Her intern is... Yeah, she's not over it. And it's hard to watch because, you know, you want to root for her. It seems like this new Frenchy man hopefully will stay around. But it's hard for her, I think. She's definitely wishing that she was in Luann's position. Maybe not exactly with Tom, but in the position of getting married, planning a wedding. I don't know. I just feel like she's just been missing that piece in her life for a while now.
Why do you think she's not in Luann's shoes? She's been with Tom off and on for so many years. I don't think she would have said no if he asked her to marry him. Okay. Why are they not together?
You know how at the end of the episode, the teaser for next week, she said, well, there's men you sleep with and there's men you marry. I think many men look at her as a woman you sleep with. They know her reputation for drinking too much and being out all night and sleeping
with
Luann.
But Luann has a similar reputation.
I think the Countess and all the history of that life kind of just stayed with her, so people kind of look at her a little bit differently.
Yeah, out of the two of them, for sure. I think Bethany's probably the only one that really exposed that information about Luann or what she believes, which is not as positive.
It seemed like it was just a stunt. Yeah. This seems like it has been going on for Sonia for a while, so maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe Sonia expects more of people, like Tom. I think Tom and Luann have an agreement, the way that maybe Bethany talks about them, that there's some shady stuff that goes on in their relationship, but they're both cool with it. And I think maybe Sonia thinks if there's going to be a man that marries her, that he needs to be, you know, it needs to be a right and tight marriage, like a very traditional marriage. And she thinks of men who don't want that kind of thing as she would want to marry them. But they're not thinking of her in that way.
Right. So I look at it, I'm like, all those years they were together, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, he's getting married to Luann. And I mean, that has to be devastating for her. And I know I keep saying it, but it really, it's bothering her so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so devastating to see the man that you've been with for so many years off and on, that you have a relationship with for all these years, and you can never text them again. You can never call them again. Mm-hmm. You can never sleep with them again. Like, she can't do any of that again. That's her life. And she just wants to keep reminding Luann, like, hey, like, I've known him forever. Yeah. I've known him so long.
It's time to put that to bed at some point.
All right, so... they're all at Ramona's the next day. They're having brunch or whatever. And in the same time, Sonia and Tinsley are together, and they're walking over there. And they start to overhear a conversation between the girls talking about last night and what went down with Dorinda and Sonia.
We see that twice tonight with the whole, you know, we're eavesdropping, we're listening in the hallway, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of suspicious.
If they were going to employ that trick, if the producers are going to employ that trick, like split it up between different episodes.
Yeah, you're right, guys.
Because
why?
It's too obvious. Tonight. Yeah,
it's like, wait, don't go in. Hold on. And then, you know, I did notice that Dorinda was looking in the hallway, too. And if there's a big camera following the two women, you're going to see, like, a crew coming in. So, I don't know.
Good point. We'll see. Yeah, we will see. So then they're both spying, and then they walk in, and... What happens? They're just, like, talking. Nothing really happened in that season.
Well, the best part was that the Countess is trying to tell Dorinda, before the other women arrive and walk into the room, Countess is trying to tell Dorinda, oh, you know, you're such an elegant lady.
Oh, wait, was this scene?
And she goes, And she goes, I am. I'm sorry. I love Dorinda. She is not an elegant lady.
I didn't know that was that scene. I have a big star next to it. We all gasped. The three of us gasped. What the heck? What? Who are you to say who's elegant, first of all? Like, why are you being, like, the elegance whole elegant thing. Right, elegance is learned.
I mean, the Countess, like, the Countess thing has gone away for me. Like, I see her exposed as, like, the rough-voiced woman who parties too hard. And I just can't with her and Dorinda thinking that they're elegant, classy people.
Yeah. Did Dorinda agree?
She did. I am.
She did? Oh, yeah. God. Oh, my God. I have to go watch that.
They're fast friends this year. I'll tell you what.
Well, it's because Dorinda introduced her to Tom. Dorinda's the only one who doesn't want to say anything bad about Tom because she'll take the brunt of, like, creating a relationship that doesn't work. She wants it to work.
Probably all able to hang out with each other in a couple setting, and it's not weird. Like, they're not judging John for being John the dry cleaner, as Bethany likes to say.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And try to make him look bad. Mm-hmm. And they're not judging... She and John are not judging Tom.
Right.
They're like, we knew Tom forever. He's a friend. We introduced them.
She's actually in a really good place. She seems really happy with John. I mean, she's friends with the majority of people. I mean, Sonya's kind of an outsider in this whole equation. So I feel like Dorinda's in a good place as far as I'm concerned watching.
She seems it, yeah. I mean, well, we haven't seen any John this season, so I feel like a lot of the times we've seen her really drunk or whatever is when she's around John.
Yeah. True, you know, true.
Or he'll maybe be showing up or something.
Maybe she's purposely trying to keep him away this year from filming. Because that's when she would look really bad.
I would assume. I think there were articles online of her saying that he was going to be minimized in the show. Like, they weren't going to do too much of him.
It's very smart of her.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I'm sure he had something to do with that, too. I'm sure he didn't want to be on it.
Yeah.
Sure,
really? I feel like he was always desperate to be on it.
I think there was a point, though, where he was so emasculated by some of the comments that were made to him by Bethany. Like, she was so harsh with him. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with it. I have to go back and really listen to it again.
These husbands strike, though. There's Peter from Atlanta. There's PK on Beverly
Hills. PK got screwed. Oh, God. He went up against Erica Jane, and Erica Jane is, like, going up against Bethany. Because those girls, when they believe something, they will not let it go. They're just like, that's it. That's...
So I think John Modestine is kind of taking a backseat, which is a good idea for him.
Yeah. I love that you just used his last name.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Yeah. It's
she
amazing.
Loves to call him by his full name, too.
I know, right? That's like Lisa Rinna calling her husband
Harry Hamlin. Harry Hamlin.
Like, her husband's in her phone is Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, she loves it.
So they walk in, and Sonia, Dorinda didn't mean anything. She says to Tinsley when walking. She didn't mean anything about it when she... Wait, what? I can't even read my own writing tonight. I'm sorry, guys. They're spying. Ramona and Sonia talk, and Sonia says that she lets a lot slide with Luann, and that she's invited, and that she is invited to the wedding.
Right. Another weirdo.
Another delusional statement.
What the heck?
And it's weird because, you know, Ramona makes all these comments in her confessional, but then at the end of the season, it's like Sonia forgets or they just don't care that that's just the way that Ramona is. You know, Ramona gets away with a lot of snarky moments, too. In the season.
I don't know how they let her get away with that.
No.
Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't. Well, and Ramona at the brunch saying, who disinvites somebody?
She does.
Exactly.
And she does it on purpose. She says this stuff on purpose.
And then we get the flashback from the episode before. Like, I just don't understand, like, she what reality line. This woman operates in.
How?
It's crazy.
So then there's Tao.
I've been there. It's really good.
I've been there too, actually. Vegas? I can't even say it. I've been to the one in New York.
Oh, I've been to the one in Vegas.
Did you like it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Have you guys ever
been to Budokan?
No.
I was wondering
go there last year on one of the episodes?
I'm not sure. And they filmed there in the Sex and the City movie where Carrie and Biggs' rehearsal dinner was at Budokan. Okay. And I was wondering, like, maybe what the difference between, like, cuisine and decor is.
Oh, I don't. I just had drinks. I don't remember.
Just seeing it on film, it looks very similar to me.
Yeah.
If anybody lives in New York, let us know.
They have a Tao now here, too. Did you know that?
No.
Here?
They're opening up one in Hollywood.
It's okay.
It's where the Dream Hotel is.
Is it right by...
Dream Hotel? What is that? I live in Hollywood.
Essex. Is it right by Beauty and Essex?
Kind of in that area. Have you been to Mama Shelter?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you guys. There's this rooftop. It's in a really new area, and they just opened it.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, okay. We should go.
Let's film from there one night.
Cocktail.
I know. Yes. This is the L.A. life, guys.
Right? Dorinda, if you're listening and you're still in LA, we want you to come out.
I know, Dorinda, come join us.
Okay, so then we have the Tao drinks, Tinsley, Dorinda, and Luann, and they're talking about Ramona's turning 60, and instead of that party where she just has those ladies who lunch, they want to step it up for her. Last year was the party, right? When Luann gave Bethany, didn't Luann give Bethany a purse? Was that? Yeah. It was at the party for Ramona, right? She didn't bring a gift for Ramona, but she brought a gift for Bethany.
She regifted
a purse or something.
She gave her jewelry that she didn't like. Like, Luann gave jewelry from her HSN line or her clothing line to Ramona, and Ramona's like, ugh, I don't like this, and I already saw it once. And then Bethany got, like, a very nice
handbag.
We looked up the name of it last year. I remember we looked it up. It was expensive.
Carlos Falchi?
Yeah, God, Megan Stecker.
How do I remember
Megan
that?
Stecker. Yes. Of course.
Because it was a big deal, I guess. I remember.
Yeah, and so she gave that to Bethany, and Ron's like, who brings a gift for someone else on my birthday? And yeah, I just got deja vu when I saw that scene, and they were all wearing red, and that's kind of Bethany's color, and I think Ramona was wearing red, and Dorinda was wearing red. And yeah, it was like all a fiasco.
This party sounds exciting, though, because Ramona, gonna be exciting. I mean, her and her girlfriends, they always throw really nice parties, especially if it's for Ramona. Looks like she's having two parties.
I mean, it's so many people for that birthday luncheon, so I'm wondering, like, how many people will be at a surprise party that's not that sit-down
luncheon. Right. So while Sonia was making the panty soup, do you guys think it was brave of Tinsley to go out with Sonia's friends?
Yes, and not smart to not tell Sonia.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't want to tell her, and I was like, oh, here we go. This is all she cares about is being left out of friend stuff.
Yeah.
She had one leg to stand on, which was that Sonia did tell her, go ahead and be friends with my friends outside of just hanging out with me.
Right.
Which is probably BS that she had got told to say by a producer so that Tinsley could go film with people.
Totally. I think, like, in my opinion about that, I think that, you know, she should have told Sonia because... as a friend, if she's staying there, she probably should have let her know. It's like if I had one of my friends hang out and, like, go hang out with my friends and not tell me, then I'd be like, you know, what's going on? Mm-hmm. But for purposes of the reality show, it's like, of course you're not going to tell Sonia. I mean, this is a chance for her to, you know, mingle with the other ladies and, you know, it causes some conflict. Mm-hmm. So
It does indeed.
Reality and reality TV.
Question. Luann says men love damsels in distresses. Do we agree?
I don't know. Maybe
I feel
not
like it's
in
so
LA.
Old school. I feel like today that's very old school, very old fashioned.
Yeah, I feel like men love to be pampered. They don't really want. I think men love crazy when it comes to the bedroom.
Okay.
Like they get if they meet a girl out at the bar and she seems a little wild and fun and you know you have your like one night stand like they like
depends
that.
Depends what their agenda is that
right.
night.
I think like if it's a fun. Texting relationship and hooking up, like sometimes that seems a little fun. I don't know.
I kind of agree with you on that. I think that it's Luann has such an old school way of looking at relationships, like, or she acts like she does. I just feel like that's so silly to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Tinsley's talking about her arrest and everything, same stuff. And then we have John, and unless you guys want to bring up anything else about Tao in that.
I just thought it was interesting, like, seeing Shades of Tinsley tonight. The way she worded about her ish, because she's been telling everybody right away, like, oh, I got arrested and it was horrible. But the way she worded the way that her record is going to be expunged was, I'm going to be wiped clean of all my drama that happened to me. So it's kind of like she's really not taking responsibility for or copping to anything that's been written about her as far as, like, she's the one that went bonkers on him at his own home.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a very good point. I agree with you.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like she is taking responsibility. She is owning it. She's not denying that it happened, but she's not owning her part as to what happened, it seems.
Right.
Like, she's... And that's why she's like... But she did say no one wants to date someone who's, like, stalked their ex-boyfriend or something, whatever she said. Like, no one wants to date someone like that. So she acknowledges that it made her look crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
that'll be interesting, too, to see, like, where her love life goes, you know? It's interesting because we're seeing somebody on The Real Housewives of New York that is kind of rebuilding... you know, their lives, and it's interesting to see because we kind of know the women on the series already. Mm-hmm. For her, it'll be interesting to see where she ends up.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
former It Girl.
It's weird because the past few seasons we've had, like, a much younger woman than the... I feel like Bethany's maybe in the middle, but for the most part, it's always like...
How old was Jules? Like 32 or something? Young, right?
She was young.
Yeah, like mid-30s. And then Kristen, same thing.
Kristen was really young, yeah.
And so I think Tinsley's about the exact same age as those other two women, and they've not been connecting with everybody and kind of been like a rotating door. So I'm wondering if Tinsley will click in somehow with this group.
I don't know. It's
she's
too
got
early
a good
to
level.
Tell.
She's got a good level of crazy to start with. She doesn't look crazy to me yet, but her past is like a good record to fit in with these women.
Yes.
She's kind of like making her way, like she's building the image up for the first four episodes. We'll see later on episode 12 and 13 where she ends up.
It's crazy enough though, because Jules was in her own way crazy and, you know, did some wacko things, and like Kristen wasn't anything. I feel like Kristen was just a nice girl, It's crazy enough. I don't know. I feel like they need to have some more luxury, some more fabulousness in the in for one of these girls because they have they have money, but because it's older money, you don't really see them flaunting it a lot. We don't really know. We don't see a lot of designers. It's not like a, we need like the Lisa Vanderpump there because we have Bethany with all this money. Dorinda has tons of money, but we don't get to see it. We don't get to see the luxury of high society New York living.
Yeah.
So hopefully Tinsley brings some of that because the other girls couldn't. Jules had money and Kristen had money, but they didn't have money. Like,
Someone get on a private plane or a helicopter
please,
now.
Please, thank you. Bring Lisa Vanderpump there. Or Bethany, just step it up. I love Bethany because she's still so herself, even though she has so much money. You don't really see. Okay, so then we have John and Dorinda at a laundromat. Not much there. due to timing, we might skip over that. Carol named all her pets Baby. Funniest scene ever. Bethany's like, you wrote a novel, but you can't find names for three of your animals.
That was so funny. Such a good Bethany moment.
Oh, my God.
But I thought it was... I really loved this moment where Carol said, I don't want to be married, and I don't know why I feel so bad admitting that. And I was like, oh, that's such a big one.
Yes.
Like, women never want to admit that. And she admitted that after how many seasons? Is this like her third or fourth season?
I think third season.
Third. She's finally admitting that on camera. Meanwhile, she's been with this young man for so long. It's
2 years.
It's really letting us into the real Carol.
It's because she has her independence. She's had it for so long that she could make her kitchen into an office. She could do whatever she wanted. And then all of a sudden, there's this moment where this man comes in. She loves being loved. But do you, as an independent woman or as an independent man, and you've had that for so long, do you want to give that up completely and not have your place to yourself 100%? Because once you move in with someone, you're there. Like, there's no, like, I'll have one day to myself.
Right. Oh, it's almost, it's basically a marriage without the certificate. You can't get away from each other. So, yes.
And she calls it shacking, like, to, like, lower the pressure of the situation.
Exactly.
Do you think he feels the same way, or do you think he just kind of feels that way because she feels that way? Because we don't really get to see his response to it.
I don't know. He seems like so easygoing. It's almost like, oh, whatever you want, whatever's easiest. To me, in my mind, that's what he would be saying.
It'll be like disheartening if he really does want to get married with her. You know, that's always like a guy's worst feeling. It's like Scott wanting to marry Kourtney on Kardashians. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's devastating, especially if he was even thinking about that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just maybe a Carol thing. Maybe she's scarred from the last marriage and maybe she really feels that way.
And I wonder she may have been honest with him already about this and we just don't know.
Right.
Like, it might be something that's well known to him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tough because he's so much younger. Could it really even work? He would have to not want to have kids. I don't think she wants to have kids, I would assume. And is it really going to work? I think she's just being so realistic, but she doesn't want to go there mentally. Mm-hmm. That, like, it won't... She wants to just be in the moment. It's so much fun right now. But if you start thinking about that stuff, it's not going to make it fun.
Right, kind of like how she thinks about, I only have 5 good summers left. It's like, at what point is she going to be, like, geriatric, being taken care of by her young, handsome husband? You know? Right. And I think that's a definite fear.
Mm-hmm.
Totally,
yeah. So, Bethany talks about her divorce a little bit, how brutal it is right now. She has knots in her back. And then they talk about even if she did make up with Ramona, they still wouldn't get along. What is that about?
I just wrote down her quote in this moment. She said, I've never forgiven someone so many times for being so despicable. And I was like, oof.
Oh, okay. So that's probably what,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, sorry, we had a lot of, I'm going to throw some people under the bus. We had a lot of noise in the room with a lot of other people watching shows, and we're very loud, and we tried our best to hear at the end. So that's why my notes are a little bit, I didn't know who, I couldn't hear too much. So Sonia was mad that everyone went to Tao. We know that. And she says Rocco, the owner of Tao, like, called her and said, I mean, really? First of all, okay, no, that's not, that doesn't happen. Like, but the owner's going to be like, why are you here? All your friends are here. I mean, maybe he would, but...
Is that the guy that was at the dinner party last year with the giant napkins that she was, like, next to at the dinner table?
He's handsome. I think this guy's, like, a really handsome guy, Rocco. I think. That this is the Rocco...
Rocco the chef?
The Tao owner?
Yeah. I think he's a good-looking guy. I could be wrong.
Oh, Rocco de Spirito.
I think it's him, right?
I'll Google it.
Yeah, I think that's him. But regardless, she knows, and she's not happy with the situation, and this is how we kind of end off with the whole... you know, she feels kind of scorned.
If,
and
if she found out about it, I'll bet she just read about it in a newspaper or online. It was like, oh, spotted Luann and Dorinda filming New York Housewives scene at Tao. How crazy do you think
that life is where you're just like completely reading things in the trades and just like
living life? I think it's hilarious that Ramona is so into Page Six. It's like, honey, that is so old school. Like, I'm reading blogs. I'm reading 8 different blogs a day about what you've been up to. And she's so obsessed with Page Six. You know what I mean?
Speaking of that, going back to the scene with Dorinda and Sonia, one of the reasons Dorinda was really mad at Sonia is because she said, like, you wrote all these things about my family. And she's like, I don't really remember. I don't think I would have done that. I don't think I did that. So I feel like they all have someone at every one of these outlets, like Us Weekly and like Page Six, on the speed dial. And they're just like, oh my God, this just went down right now. They all have to have that. It's the only way they stay relevant is through press. Mm-hmm. So I'm not putting it back. I think that's why they forget sometimes that they say it, because Sonia probably does it a lot.
That's what makes
something wrong with it. They have to do it to stay in the show.
That's kind of what makes New York unique, is that everybody is talking about papers and things like that. On other franchises, I mean, no one cares about that.
Never.
It's so, like, L.A. to just be online on, like, a website.
Exactly.
So. Okay, the Rocco from last season came up.
Oh, that's not the Rocco. That's, okay. Well, no offense.
Rocco from last season came up.
Not the same Rocco I was thinking of.
When I wrote about Tao, when I said Tao, New York, Rocco, and Rocco from last season.
Okay, yeah, he's an older guy.
Yeah,
okay, different guy than I'm thinking. But yeah, so that's if that did happen, it's very childlike that Sonia would get upset about it. I understand, though, at the same time, like, if I'm letting someone stay with me and they know that I have a beef with some of the girls and then they go out and they don't tell me, I would have rather have said, Sonia, I got invited here. It's, you know, listen, I'm staying at your house, so, like, if you don't feel comfortable with me going, I won't go, but I would like to go. I really would like to. I think Sonia would be more respectful to it.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
I mean, I'm not saying ask for permission, but in a sense, kind of ask for permission in a way.
Unless she's doing that for just starting up some drama on the show.
Well, of course,
Then maybe, I guess. But yeah, she should have definitely told Sonia.
Yeah, but she didn't. And so that's when she walks in, she sees Sonia's upset about it, and she's talking about it. And but they make up. They make up. Sonia's... So should Tinsley say something to Sonia every time she goes out with her friends from here on in, do we think?
I don't think it's every time. I think it should be addressed once, like, to a point where Sonia gets it, which is going to be a long conversation. But I think, like, once they have that conversation, you don't have to keep telling somebody that every time. I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be all season. I think this is going to be Sonia's storyline of, like, I'm still left out and hurt.
But this is so Ramona, the next thing she does, which is, like, you didn't buy me a birthday card. But she's like, Tinsley's like, I gave you a candle, though. She's like, well, you didn't give me a birthday card. You didn't give me a birthday card. You gave me a candle for something else. I feel like that was so like, inappropriate to call someone out on. I feel like that's something Ramona would do, just because she would just think it and she would just say it accidentally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was just, like, one of the weirdest things I've
They all
heard
so
tonight.
Much money, too. It's like, if I had that much money, I'd love buying gifts. I would be, like, bringing such awesome gifts to my friends on birthdays and stuff. The fact that, like, they can barely get a gift out of each other unless it's, like, re-gifted, or they get a candle or not even a card. Like, girls, like, that's why it's like they have so much money, but, like, spend it.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Please, show us something. Go to Chanel, please. Like, sometimes I just want to see these girls buy something and, like, and enjoy the luxuries of high society living. Mm-hmm. You know? Agreed. But... anyway, so let's get into some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm super excited for next week because I saw a whole bunch of previews that look great. And it looks like Carol's going to slip and accidentally tell Ramona about her surprise party. So I'm super excited for the fallout.
Excited.
To see if Ramona plays along. I feel like she's going to play along and try to be like, oh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah. I think I'm still curious to see if Bethany and Ramona are going to sit down and talk about the whole, you know, soft porn tape and all that. So maybe that might be in next season. Next episode, perhaps.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I just want to see Dorinda and Sonia in a room together, because I know they're not over anything yet, and I want to see it. I want to see it play out a little bit longer. We've been waiting. We waited for a while for this. That can't be it.
Yeah.
Come on.
We need a little bit more.
All right. God, where can we find you all, starting with you, Megan?
Guys, find me online. And all my social media handles are all the same. It's Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. And I love chatting Housewives with you, so tweet me.
Hey, guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me everywhere online at Thomas Rulina. And check out my website, thomasrulina.com. I love reading your comments on YouTube. I mean, our comment box is really on fire this season.
Yes!
So we really appreciate it.
We, like, read every one of them, too, and we love you guys. Thank you so much for commenting all the time. And make sure to subscribe. subscribe, comment, and rate us on iTunes and YouTube. And you can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. And we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.